Welcome to the Sensual South, where we talk about the life of a highly sexual couple. Explore thoughts, fantasies, and experiences. If you're under 18, this podcast is not for you. We are not doctors or therapists. Everything we talk about is from our own perspective, and your experiences may be different.
Happy Mother's Day, and welcome to Sensual South. I'm Ken.
And I'm Charlie. And today, we're going to talk about single males and the lifestyle. It's not always been popular, as it is now. And why is it popular now? Why is it okay? Why do some people think it's not okay? We thought this would be a great discussion, especially for if you're new coming in, or if you've been in the lifestyle as long as us, when it wasn't okay at first, why all of a sudden, right?
Yeah, there's lots of ups and downs to even having single males play. And so let's talk about a little bit of history real quick. So typically when you thought of swingers in the past, and there's always been male-female-male play and male-male-female play and female-female-male play. There's always been kind of that. But it's always been typically in the confines of couple and couple relationships. Typically.
You're right. That's correct.
And today we see a little bit of a switch to where single males are becoming more accepted in the lifestyle. And in some cases, that is the entire reason the couple is in the lifestyle.
Correct.
For single males.
I was going to say brought into the lifestyle, seems like sometimes.
Yeah. And so we wanted to kind of talk about that. And I use the joke that, you know, it's Mother's Day, so let's talk about something for the women, you know, all males. But yeah, let's go ahead and dive into that. So, Charlie, why do you think it's gained in popularity
now that they've broken swinging down into groups? When we first started, swingers were swingers, not any certain group, right? Mm-hmm. But now they have what do you call it, cuckoldry?
Mm-hmm.
And they
cuckolding,
have
cuckolding, like, yeah,
right, cuckolding. They have stag vixen, they have hot wife.
Yeah,
you know, they have all these groups that single males are fitting into.
Mm-hmm. And so there's more opportunity.
Correct. Right. And I think that that's why we're seeing it so much now.
Yeah, and I think for you and I, we've always been open to single male play with us.
Right.
But we didn't really put labels on it like it's done now.
Correct.
I mean, if you look now, you see, you know, you can look at swinging and just podcasts alone, and you'll see tons of different variations. And I think that that's great that it's open, and I think it's great that it's giving single males an opportunity to find someone to play with.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about how hard it was we first started, right? You go to a club and they have to sit by themselves.
Right, sit at the bar alone.
And wait for a woman, not a man, not the husband, but a woman to come up and talk to them. And that had to be difficult.
Yeah, I think it was. And I mean, you kind of don't want to treat anybody like a piece of meat, but often they were. It's like women, and you've seen those lineups at those clubs, right? The women would walk by like, oh, you're to this, oh, you're to that, or you're to this. Okay, you're the piece of meat I want. Come with me.
Right.
Right? And it was kind of felt bad for him in a way.
I did. Every time we would go and you walk by their line, if you want to call it.
So sad.
They're all sitting on a stool just waiting, you know, and it's like, oh.
They're all trying to peacock, try to get attention, you know, without, because they're not even allowed to leave the bar to talk to you. I mean, they got to stay right there.
And they're not supposed to talk to you when you walk by.
Right.
Right? I mean, you had the woman
had to initiate
the talk.
Yeah. And they were so nervous they wouldn't even talk to each other. It was weird back then. Yeah.
It's true.
So it's a little different now. So one of the questions that we get asked, or we've been asked several times rather, is what are the different types? And like when we're looking for single males, they'll often want to fit into one of those types. And we're not really that way, but there's some interesting variation. So let's go through some of those right now. So one of the more popular ones is cuckolding. And typically that is where the couple will look for a dominant male. Typically they'll call him a bull.
Right.
And bulls exist also in the hot wifing portion. And their hot wifing can be cuckolding as well. But typically in a cuckold relationship, the husband of the couple is considered less sexually potent and dominant and is submissive to the couple and her, or the, sorry, the wife and the bull.
Right.
And a lot of times it can get extreme humiliation and chastity and all kinds of things.
Right. That's, you know, and I want to say this before we even go further. We're explaining these lifestyles or their subgroups. That doesn't mean we believe in all of them. That doesn't mean that we participate.
We practice. Correct. Right. We're just explaining it.
Right.
And so
right.
Some of these, like especially this one, so this one in hot wifing, we don't have a bunch of experience in.
We don't.
A little bit more in hot wifing than cuckolding, because Charlie will tell you I am not submissive.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I'm not the kind of wife that'll stand there and let somebody talk bad to my husband, so I could not do cuckolding.
Right, right. So, but there are couples in that lifestyle that brings them so close.
Right.
That they love it, that opens them up, and that carries their relationship forward in ways that they couldn't or they probably could, but it's what they're both looking for. And so there's nothing, we're not condemning any of these either, but that's just one of the variants. And, again, we're not condemning. It's just, you know, that one particularly is not for us.
Right. Correct.
So one of the other ones that's, I think, is kind of the oldest kind of variant of this is called hot wifing. Now there's also a sub one called hot husbands. We'll talk about that later when we talk about unicorns. So we'll go into that one. But hot wifing is where the woman, or here's how I interpret it from what I know, where the woman's sexual needs are put above all. So she's allowed to have sex with who she wants, how she wants.
When
usually,
she wants.
Yeah, usually there's rules around that engagement and things like that. And those can vary from couple to couple, and so broad you can't even cover them all.
Right.
But typically that, to me, defines the hot wife. I've got a beautiful wife. She wants to fuck everybody. She's horny all the time. So she, that kind of fits in that hot wife. Do you see it any different?
I don't. You do see some cuckoldery in the hot wife, like you mentioned before.
Yeah.
But no, you said it just right. And I think from there I would go to the stag vixen, right?
Right, right. So that's kind of a new one, right? Mm-hmm. That's more that one is to me, at least my discovery of it has been more recent than the other ones. So in a stag vixen, how do you understand that one? Because this is going to be interesting because you learned about it after I did.
Not too long ago, guys, really.
Like last night.
Stag vixen to me is where the husband, as you would say, has a horny wife. You know, she wants to go out there, she wants to have fun, but he loves to watch and sometimes participate.
So I see
likes it to watch.
Yeah, I agree that's probably a component, but here's how I would see it. Here's how I would state it, rather. That like hot wife, it's all about the woman's sexual pleasure. However, the sexual pleasure of the wife and the partner that they're bringing in is also for the pleasure of the male.
Right.
The husband of the group or the partner. And that is, so everybody kind of is at play there. And it's more equal footing for everybody. If anything, the partner brought in, the third party brought in, is less important than the husband in that scenario. That's the way I understand. Guys, please, absolutely. If I get this wrong, these are just my understandings. I'm an idiot. So just to,
which is not. Send us a
voice message and correct us. We'll be glad to post because, listen, we're here to help, right? We're just kind of wanting to give perspective and to try to help people out as much as we can. So we're also going to leave our email address in the show notes. So email us too if you don't feel comfortable leaving a voice message. But anyway, so stag vixen to me, that's the dynamic there. To where hot wife, again, can contain components of that, but stag vixen is more focused to me on that. On that everybody gets equal pleasure at the same level, right? Where cuckolding, the woman gets pleasure, the male gets pleasure from being subservient and being humiliated, and hot wifing can contain components of all of it. And in fact, I would say hot wifing is the dominant category of those are two subcategories of that.
Yeah, I can see that very much. I do think that the way you stated it was correct, that, you know, this is still the husband and wife and the third party, right? And the husband, everybody gets to enjoy it, but the husband's not being pushed to the side or anything like that.
Right.
Totally. Yes.
Right. So another one, and gosh, I've heard this called several things. Shared wife.
Wife swapping.
Not this one. We're going to talk about wife swapping because that I don't see that as popular as what it used to be. But we'll talk about that in a future episode for sure because it's worth talking about. But I'm talking more about shared wife, play friends, friends. It's weird how this one comes about. So let me explain it. So maybe I probably don't know the correct name, but here's a dynamic that we see with single males in the lifestyle. So a guy has a friend and they're good friends and the buddy comes over and he's just allowed free access to his friend's wife as a shared wife. If he's horny, he just goes fucks his friend's wife and they sit down and watch a football game together, or maybe they both go fuck her. Right. I mean, it's more of that. And gosh, I really don't know the name for that. And maybe it fits under one of the others, but I kind of see it as something different.
Well, now, technically, for what we just discussed, it is something different, right? It's definitely not a cuckolding.
Right.
The woman's getting pleasure, but she's not the main character. The guys are getting their pleasure out of sharing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I guess it is kind of that way, huh?
I think so. So it's almost stag vixen where the husband has a play in it, but I think it's even more than that, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's borderlining on almost free use in a way. Sometimes the way that it's played out is it's borderlining on free use. And now we love free use.
Yes.
And we can do an episode on that one because that's kind of how we live our day-to-day lives. When the kids are at school and we're home working, that's kind of how we are. But this takes that a little bit further and saying I'm extending my free use to my friends.
Right.
And so that's a little bit different dynamic.
Of course, with the wives. Okay.
I'm sure I put that
out there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. All of this is with mutual consent, guys.
Right.
We're not talking about anything without anyone's consent. Because at any point to where it's not, you don't have consent all the way around, at any point,
well,
it is not okay.
You saying that, that's one of the main things, right, for being a single male. Make sure you have that consent.
Yeah. And that brings us to an important topic that I think couples, we'll get to that one later. We'll get to some things that couples should watch out for with single males. But let's talk about some ups and downs of single males in the lifestyle. So I think we covered one of the big downs, right? It's not always accepted. Like at some clubs, it is still that way.
Right.
There are parts of the clubs you can't go to.
Right.
You're just not allowed.
We were in there the other day.
Yeah.
Right? We were in one. They can't go.
On certain nights, there's
the back area, we're going to call it.
Right. At certain nights, there's a couples only area. Only couples can go back there. They can't even invite a single male back there.
Right.
Because it makes the play balance uncomfortable. I get that. Look, I totally get that. Like, I respect that. And in some cases, that's exactly the area we would want to be on certain nights, depending on how we're feeling.
Right.
But that's definitely a downside. Sometimes you can kind of feel out of place and shunned. And maybe you even feel like a piece of meat.
Yeah. And that doesn't feel good. I mean, whether you're a guy or a girl, you don't want to be a thought of as just a piece of meat.
Yeah.
So,
and in fact, I think that's a big downside to, again, talking about future episodes, but when we talk about unicorns, we've heard from a lot of unicorns that that's how they feel. Oh, no one actually cares. I'm just a piece of meat.
Yeah.
I'm just a pocket pussy or, you know, whatever.
You know, the guy's got to feel the same way.
You guys got to feel the same way.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
They do.
But what about some upsides, Charlie?
The upsides would be you get to enjoy, or you get to help a couple enjoy sex because, you know, you're there as their third party. And what are you doing? You're enhancing their couple's sex life, right?
Uh-huh.
And I think that's a real up for that.
Yeah. I think the other thing about it is it's got to be, I mean, it's a self-esteem enhancer, right?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
This couple, this hot woman who has permission to have sex with just about anybody she wants, she's chosen me. And I think, guys, that's got to be a big deal.
Oh, yeah. I would think so. I mean, to me, that's same, again, as future, mm-hmm. as a unicorn, right?
Right.
It's a huge deal that, look, she wants me. She wants me to join in. That's special.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah,
that's. I think that's fun. I think some other upsides is if you behave appropriately and you conduct yourself appropriately, you never have to worry about being alone on a night.
That is true.
I say that. That's kind of hyperbolic, right? But I mean, there's a point to where that's true. That, oh, I can't get a date for Friday night. Let me see if this couple wants to go out, right? And there's all kinds of play dynamic there. But it is, I think that's another upside too, right? Is you always have someone to talk to. You have a buddy. You can have sex just about any, in some cases, just about any night.
Right.
So that can be well played. Now, one of the things that I would be concerned about is, okay, great. This all, like if I was a single male, right? Oh, this all sounds awesome. How do I do it?
How do I jump in?
How do I get involved? And I would say navigating that can be a little difficult. You know, I always go to the clubs that allow single males in, look nice.
Be respectful, you know, smile.
Smile. Dress nice.
Right. Smell good kind of thing.
Smell good. You know? Be polite. Have some charisma.
You know what? Your manners. Right.
Yeah, right. Just like you would date any like if you were going out to meet any other girl, same thing.
It is. That's right.
To me, it's the same thing.
Well, I can tell you if I pass by a guy and he's says some off the wall comment versus one that's hello, how are you today? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to the guy who says, hello, how are you today?
Or at least we're going to offer him to sit down and have a drink.
Right.
Right. And we've done that even on the nights when we're not looking for a single guy. Like a guy will walk up and just say, hey, listen, I wanted to tell you that you got a beautiful wife. And, you know, I just wanted to, hey, man, appreciate that. Her name's Charlie. You know, y'all introduce and I'll introduce and sit down and have a drink with us. Appreciate it. We're not looking for a single male tonight, but, you know, give us your number. We might call you one night. Right. I mean, That's cool. Or, hey, this has happened to us out in public. Your wife's beautiful. Can I buy you guys a drink?
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's have a chat.
Now you know why he takes me out to bars. Gets for drinks. No, just kidding.
Of course. Yeah. That'll be McKellen 21, please. I think that's the first approach. Treat it like you would treat meeting anybody else. Just understand that there's also a dynamic. You cannot pay just attention to one person. You have to be open to the group and that dynamic, that concept, right? That it's, yes, in most cases, you're only going to be fucking the woman, but you're also having a relationship of some kind with the man.
Correct.
And you need to understand what your role is in that relationship.
That's kind of where I was going to go with that. You know, is you're getting the fucker, but that doesn't mean she's yours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That right. Doesn't mean that.
But in some cases, in extreme cuckolding, that does mean that. I see that look on your face. You're like, no, never. But yeah, I mean, so.
Respect.
Yeah, you got to be respectful. But just keep in mind that you're the third person in a dynamic, and whether you like it or not, in most of those circumstances, you have to deal with both parties the same.
That's right.
You're just only going to be fucking one of them.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. So that's kind of my tips. Guys, look, and let's talk about, like, Charlie and I, just to give you an example of what we look for if we're looking to play with a single guy. If a guy walks up and goes, hey, can I share your girl? I've got a 10-inch dick. First of all, she doesn't care.
No, right? I don't actually. You're right.
And probably if you say something like that,
I still don't really care now.
If your dick is all you have to offer, we're probably not interested. Just, we don't want to talk to you now. Sorry. Have a good one. Talk to you later. So the more successful way to approach us is, again, approach Charlie like you would any other girl. You wouldn't walk up to a girl in the bar and pull your dick out and slap it on her shoulder. Nope. That's just not going to get it.
I hope not anyway.
It's not going to go well. And it certainly will not go well with me. So to me, I'm more apt to be accepting of you and accepting of you being a potential partner for the night for us or my wife is if you treat her like you would treat any other girl, right? You very respectful, not expecting anything, just having a good conversation and, you know, being charm and charisma, you know, that kind of thing that goes a long way with us.
Yeah. And I'd like to throw in too on my aspect, on the woman's side, this is how I feel. I don't want you to walk up and just talk to me, right? I don't want you to just act like my husband's not there. He is there. And whatever I do, we do together. I mean, we yay or nay it, right? If he looks at me and he says, mm-mm, then it's a no.
Yeah.
You know, and I wouldn't want you coming up to me and ignoring him. That's just a good hint, guys. Not all women like it when you, yeah. You know.
not all husbands want to be humiliated.
Right.
I think the other thing is, while there has to be a sexual chemistry there, we do not expect all males to be a 10. In fact, I think some of our best single males experiences would be with guys that probably wouldn't rate a 10.
Dad bods.
you know, they're a solid 6, but make up for 3 points in charisma and charm, right?
Exactly. And hey, the geekier you are to me, the better.
Yeah. So, I mean, guys that are not the best built out there, don't be discouraged. I mean, again, charm and wit goes a long way with us. And a lot of couples we know, too.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I didn't even think to mention that. But you're right. I don't want somebody that, you know, hey, I go to the gym 6 times a day or 6 times a week. And, you know, this is my, I don't want that. You know, I want the person that has a personality, mm-hmm. you know, and we can connect sexually and you don't have to be a 10.
Right.
You know.
It's more that mental kind of connection, right?
Right. Right.
So, yeah, we have to connect with you on a level. There's got to be some sexual attraction, but keep in mind that sexual attraction doesn't have to be instant. Like charm and wit can make up for a lot of it. And I'm that way with girls too, right? Every guy likes the 10 when she walks into the bar, and the minute she opens her mouth, she might become a 4, right? She's like, oh, nope, we're going the other way.
That has happened.
That has happened. Not doing that tonight. So, I mean, you can be the best looking and drop yourself down. In fact, I think we got a message last night, and this is one of the reasons I bring this up. A guy messaged us from Reddit last night, and he goes, hey, can I share your wife? No. It was my response, one word, no. Why? I have an 11-inch dick. And I was like, she doesn't care.
I don't care,
and neither does she. The minute, now, would have been a handsome dude for you. You'd have had a lot of fun, probably, if he wouldn't have been an asshole.
Right.
But he went from an 8 or a 9 to a 2 because he was a dick. Right. Right. And he lost all chance of
you playing. A dick with a dick.
Lost all chance of you playing with him.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, and even if I would have turned it, and I kind of pre-screen Charlie's interactions a lot. So she doesn't have. Yeah, so she doesn't have to deal with people like that. Because even if I had turned that guy over to Charlie and said, hey, Charlie, talk to him. She'd have been, in 2 seconds, she'd have been calling him a jerk. And she would have been mean and he would have cried. And no, just kidding. She doesn't make anybody cry. But no.
Sometimes, no. But I mean, I had one. If I get somebody that they sound okay, I do actually send them Ken's name. Hey, talk to my husband. This is what we do. And he absolutely told me, nope, that he just wanted to talk to me. Well, guess what? He's not getting talked to. That just doesn't happen.
Sorry, bro. See you later. Yep. And that's kind of our dynamic. Not saying that that's right for you, but that's kind of ours, right? They'll usually come through me first. And then, or if they reach out to Charlie first, she will forward them to me if she's even remotely interested.
And that is my preference. I had actually told him, I think, at one point that one, it turns me on that he does that. And two, it's, you know, it's easier for him to screen him out. That way he too can know if he likes them.
Right. Again, I'm not going to screw him, but I don't want an asshole around me.
Or your wife.
Or my wife. Right. More importantly, me. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Well, it all goes to that protection because Ken is also the one that will get the face picture. Ken's right. Also the one that does that. So that's also for the wife's protection if the wife was to go off alone with him or anything.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So we do take precautions when that happens. And maybe that's a good episode too. We can talk about, but there's a touchy subject that I want to bring up next. Couples, what do you watch out for with a single male? Things to watch out for.
Oh, good one.
So it's not all orgasms and cum shots.
It's not.
So there's some things to watch out for. And we're going to give you some of our personal experiences and some I can't even talk tonight.
Anecdotal?
Anecdotal. Thank you, honey. Guys, I swear it's water in this cup. Nothing else. Not vodka. You can't prove it.
It's not vodka.
You can't prove it. So anecdotal experience. So we're not saying these are all facts, but just some things that have happened in the lifestyle that, that we feel like we need to share with our listeners as just kind of watch out. Not to make you paranoid, but just be aware.
Right? You know, I'd like to start out on this one. I know you have something in mind, but I'd like to.
Go ahead.
And I'm trying.
Hey, honey, it's your podcast mainly, so you feel free,
babe. Not mine mainly. It's ours. We had somebody.
Trust me, none of the guys are listening to my voice.
No, but the girls are. Nah, and if they could see your sexy blue eyes, I'm telling you.
Oh,
so we were talking back and forth. I was talking back and forth with one guy before I sent him to Ken. And I was like really excited because he sounded like him. Like everybody, I cannot think of his name. We met him at.
Yeah, he actually messaged me the other day.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
So, you know, even Ken liked him.
Yeah, he had similar interests to me. Mm-hmm. He was similar personality type.
In and out of the bedroom too, right? Yeah, right. Not just, yeah.
So Charlie was super excited. And this was one of the reasons why we established have to go to me first.
You're right.
Yes. This particular instance, because I think after talking to him, I would have picked up on some of this before Charlie did.
Right. And Ken was like, hey, he wants to meet so-and-so, you know, where do you, and I'm like, I don't, and I told him, I said, we actually did meet him once together.
Yeah.
We met him at a restaurant and then later, you know, he wanted to meet again and, of course to play. And I told Ken, I said, there's something that I can't put my finger on. There's something that I don't like or something that's telling me to back off. Mm-hmm. And he didn't understand it at first, did you?
No, I didn't. And again, this is why we put that rule in place, because there's been conversations between you and him over Kick.
Right.
That I wasn't privy to.
Right.
Well, and not that you were. I trust you. So I wasn't trying to look, but I didn't know. I didn't read in the context. And you got a gut feeling, but you didn't put it all together.
Right. Right. And after he talked to the guy for a little bit, and the guy ended up saying, well, I want to spend a week with your wife alone. And Ken's like, okay, no, because that's not what we do. That's not why we were talking to him.
Well, it's possible. It's not. We can't say it's not what we do.
Okay,
but
you're right.
It's possible. It's just not something that we actively seek.
Correct. And he wasn't even in the place at the right time to say something like that.
Right.
We were talking about meeting as a threesome or a couple, right. Not even.
So he overstepped his bounds.
Right. And that wasn't even on the table.
Right. So and come after all of this stuff happened, I'll kind of shorten it a little bit because this could go on for a while. And I really, he's a nice guy overall. Yes. I just don't want, so if he listens, I don't want to make things worse, but and dude, look, you are a nice guy. We actually liked you, but it appeared that what he wanted was a woman like Charlie in the lifestyle, did not know how to find it. So he thought and planned it, at least it seemed from his messages and the way he behaved, he planned to try to steal her.
That's not going to happen.
Which wasn't going to happen, but it's you. If you looked at the behavior, that's kind of what you, now it could have been something else, but Charlie got that feeling after going back and reading it. And I got that feeling after reading it. And even if that's not what he was after, it still left a bad taste and we did not pursue it.
And when Ken said that we like the guy, he's not kidding. I mean, this is somebody that we would have come over with the family, have barbecue.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about that, remember? Because they were so much alike.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, on almost everything. So that's something to watch out for, is that not every guy in the relation, in not every single male in the lifestyle is
just there for play.
Just there for play. They might actually be looking for a relationship, want what you have, and don't know how to get it somewhere else.
Right.
Guys, if you are looking for that, don't. The lifestyle is the wrong place. If you want to meet women who are open and interested and or want to build that kind of relationship, message me. I'll help you.
Yeah.
But, and so will many other guys in the lifestyle. Just don't do that. Couples, not every guy's after that either.
Right. That's true. That's
right. Some guys think that that's what you want. They assume that because you're doing this, you want that dominant male. set your boundaries.
Yes.
Early. That's another lesson we learned, particularly because we set boundaries.
Yes, we did.
But we were not explicit enough.
Correct.
So I take blame for this. I should have said, dude, here's the, specifically, I'm not beating around the bush here. Here's the deal.
Right.
But we had never had an encounter with a guy that behaved that way.
Correct.
So we learned.
Which is not bad considering we've been in Lifestyle for 20 years. It happened last year.
You're
right. Past, right?
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, that's, you know, the other negatives is that in some of the Hot Wife and Cuckold, there's some great podcasts on this, by the way. And one story that we've seen play out within our community here many times, which is a dominant male getting pleasure from breaking up a marriage.
Yes.
Or a relationship. Or somebody who thinks they're a dominant male and wants to intentionally violate the rules set down to break up the marriage.
I'm going to jump in here and say this is another reason why I'm glad Ken helps find them. That's right. Why I like him to talk to them first.
And not saying that can prevent it, but we've seen that happen many times, and it's a power trip thing for dominant people. Look what I did. They're better off now because they're apart because I did it. They learned their lesson. Mm-hmm. And that's not the case, right? I mean, that's an evil intent in my mind.
Very much evil intent. And you get a breakup, you know, a very happy couple causing issues. You know, I say if they start messaging the woman too much, that's a problem.
Yeah. And you both have to be aware of that, right?
Right.
Because here's this thing.
It's that fine line between the flirting and the,
yeah. Right. There is a fine line because you have to flirt. Yes. That's just, you're going to. That's part of why you're here is to do that fun high school thing, that flirt, right?
What makes you giggle.
Yeah. But there's a point where you've got to realize that husbands, if you let your wife start messaging the guy individually, she has to be mature enough to go, whoa, easy there, killer. I've got to set boundaries on how I communicate with you. And you have to be aware that if you do that, you take that chance of it consuming more time. And then those giddy little feelings and all that stuff. And then the guy tries to overstep his bounds. You got to be really careful. So one of the things that we did, and we actually got this from, gosh, was it Authentic Hot Wife, her podcast or another one?
I think it.
Well, anyway,
well, there's a couple of them at the time.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And if I'm giving the wrong person credit, I'm so sorry. I'm horrible with this kind of thing. But now if Charlie has a chat with a single male, she will. If we let it get to that point, she will put me in the group chat.
Yes.
So I can go read it.
Personally, I want him there anyway. I want him there at the beginning, but I do try not to also overburden him. I mean,
right.
You know, we have a life outside of this. So I try to respect everybody's boundaries with that.
Right, too. Right. And our family comes first and each other comes after that. And then, you know, any other play comes later. But so that's just our advice, right? There's a lot of good to be had. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
And there's a lot of good guys out there. We're not saying that they're all bad. We just want to know what to watch.
There are some that are very experienced and know what they're doing.
Right. Right.
Right. And they know the limits of the play and will ask appropriate questions and will listen to guidance and only take that guidance and will not overstep. There's a lot of those.
There is a lot of those.
But there are some that are not. And how do you know? You don't. You don't. You have to play it by ear, right?
You do. You do. It may be hard, but you got to.
Yep.
Yep.
Because I've said this before. You're my personal porn star. I love to watch you have sex. So it's great having one, by the way, guys. I highly encourage you to have your own personal porn star. It's awesome. So that's our advice, right? Single guys, don't be discouraged. Get out there, meet, mingle.
Be respectful.
Just have fun.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Because think about this. I used to do this. I made this joke a long time ago. This is before we were married. She's going to kill me for this. So guys, if you hear me get hit over the head during this podcast, she did it. I used to say, I love married women. I don't have to take them to dinner afterwards. I know they got a place to go.
He took me to dinner afterwards.
So, yeah, guys, have fun out there. And this has been episode 3 of Sensual South. So this episode, we would like to thank some people that have really helped us out.
Yes, we would like to thank some Reddit groups who's allowed us to put our podcast out there and get some of you listeners in. And that would be the Reddit group Alabama Hookups, East Tennessee Swingers, Stag Vixen Life R4R, Swingers R4R. And remember, everybody, hope you had a great Mother's Day. And guys, have fun.
Have fun, everyone. Bye-bye.